Nobody does it better than Regent Seven Seas Cruises. Enjoy all-inclusive, unrivaled luxury with unlimited shore excursions, indulgent cuisine, personalized service, and more aboard spacious all-suite ships. Visit rssc.com to experience the unrivaled.
Hey, The Bird Show.
All right, Grace, how are you this morning?
Hi, I'm good. How about you?
All right, so tell us your situation. From what I understand, you're doing pretty well for yourself.
Yes. I make at least six figures a year, and I'm kind of supporting my fiancé right now.
Okay. Uh-huh. What do you do for a living? I'm just curious.
I'm in aesthetics.
In aesthetics. Okay.
Yes.
You're a doctor that does boob jobs?
No, not really. It's the care of the skin, particularly the face. I do microdermabrasion and Botox injections. I work under a plastic surgeon.
Okay.
I didn't realize y'all made that kind of cash doing that.
Yes, we do.
All right, especially in Atlanta, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're making well over six figures. Your fiance, and we're going to call him what?
Tom.
Tom, all right. Okay. Tom makes how much money?
He's a full-time student working at night, waiting tables. So, not even $20,000 a year, I would say.
Okay, $20,000. Did you say this is a boyfriend or fiance? I'm sorry.
Fiance. Yes.
Okay. When did you guys get engaged?
Just recently, actually, on Valentine's Day.
Okay.
Okay. And the size of the rock that he gave you?
It's like a chip. You know, it's tiny. And that's not exactly what I had in mind. I mean, I want to get married, but I was kind of, I don't know. You know how, like, when you open the box, you're supposed to go, oh, you know, I was just like, oh, wow, thank you. Like, I didn't know if it was, like, a promise ring or, okay. You know what I mean?
Okay, so if he works waiting tables, how long do you think he saved up to purchase that ring for you?
I mean, probably a while, I suppose. I mean, knowing prices, and I didn't go with him, and I don't know, you know.
So this is a guy that saved his tip money,
yeah,
and really kind of gave blood, sweat, and tears to get you anything that he could afford.
Right.
But, dot, dot, dot.
But that's not what I want. I mean, I know that sounds, but I want what I want. And, you know, the one I want is like $15,000.
And that's pretty much his entire salary for the year.
Right.
So what is your suggestion on getting the ring that you really want to get?
I wouldn't mind, you know, paying for it or offering to be, you know, joint in payment or, you know, anything like that. But I just kind of want what I want. And he was devastated.
When you brought it up to him, he didn't think it was a good idea.
Yeah, I mean, I tried not to make it seem like, oh, this is crap and I want what I want, but... You know, because he thinks that we could chip our tooth and put it, you know, in a wooden band, and that's all that matters. And I, you know, I can understand that, but I want what I want, you know? I work hard, and I want a beautiful engagement ring, and he's pretty much wounded.
Isn't this really, like, what other people think? It's more about other people than it is you, because I'm guessing you and your $100,000 social circle are hanging out with some pretty high-rolling people, and... These are high-rolling people that have these really nice engagement rings or wedding rings with the big rocks that you notice because they shine as soon as you walk into the room. And aren't you just a little nervous to flash that little chip that you have, and you're afraid that the impression that you're going to make on them?
You know what? It's not so much about other people. It's really just so much about me. I mean, that's why I went to school and make the money that I do. It's not about pleasing them. It's really about being selfish and pleasing myself. I mean, you know what I mean? But then again, you do have a point with me walking in. I'm not going to be all, okay, check out my ring finger, you know, so I guess that makes sense too.
When you guys were just dating before you got engaged, did you have conversations about your engagement? Did you tell him what kind of ring you, like, did he just spring the engagement on you and surprise you, or did you guys actually have this conversation?
It was a total surprise.
So you never had a chance to tell him kind of what type of ring that you were thinking about or what you liked
right.
or what you wanted.
And I think that, you know, men in the world, that's really, it's really important to kind of, you know, talk to your girl about, you know, rings and stuff. It doesn't have to be like, I'm going to propose and I'm going to ruin the surprise. But, you know, girls really do kind of want a say-so on that type of thing.
You women confuse the hell out of me, all right? All I hear from women is romance, romance, romance. So I'm picturing...
Hey, that too. We want everything.
No, you don't want that, and I'll tell you why, okay? Because all I'm picturing is your boyfriend going to Fridays or wherever he is working. Mm-hmm. I mean, busting his ass, taking extra shifts... Work until 2 in the morning so he can scrape up enough dollar tips in order to afford you anything he can. Where I'm from, that's romantic, all right? So he ends up getting you a ring that maybe by society standards isn't the biggest ring in the world. But, I mean, he really put a lot of love into it. What woman doesn't want that? And here you are saying, not good enough for me.
It's true, you know, it's true. I mean, you have a big point, but I mean, I want what I want. I work hard for what I get, and I, you know, lavish myself and him, and has nothing to do with romance. I'm very happy. I'll be glad to be his wife, but I want a bigger ring. I personally want a beautiful ring.
I got to tell you, you know, I can understand where you're coming from as far as like getting the ring, being really excited about being engaged, but maybe being disappointed by the ring.
Right.
You know, I know friends that, you know, got like a pear shape when they really wanted a square cut or, you know, whatever.
Right.
I mean, I can empathize with being disappointed with the ring, but I don't think you can do anything about it. I think you have to shut up and suck it up and keep it to yourself.
Well, it is also all about tradition, too, because, I mean, traditionally, it's a certain percentage of a guy's salary that is how much he spends on the ring. And he got you, you know, because the thing is that also bothers me a little bit is just because somebody doesn't make the amount of money you make doesn't mean that they don't work hard. It seems to me like he's working extra hard by going to school and waiting tables and trying to earn his own living and trying to better himself. So
no,
I think it's also
that,
disrespectful to say that I work hard and I deserve... Well, he's working hard too, and he got you what he could afford.
Right, right. I mean, believe me, I'm that's what I'm calling you guys. I'm not making him feel like a piece of crap by going, oh, God, look at what you did. No, I'm very appreciative of everything that he does and that he's...
Well,
you know,
I don't think he'd be wounded if... I mean, you mentioned how wounded he was.
Well,
I don't think he'd be wounded if you obviously have done that in some way to offend him.
I mentioned it, and that was enough.
Sure it was.
You know, but I mean, so that's why I'm calling you guys. I'm going, I want what I want, but then again, what should I do? I'm kind of wanting to know what the deal is these days, and it's really not about other people. It's really about what I want.
What exactly are you looking for from us? You're trying to get people to call in that actually understand where you're coming from? Because
this
is going to be tough.
I just want to know, hey, am I the only girl out there that, you know, feels this way? I mean, it's impossible.
All right, the good news is we have found some listeners that actually agree with you.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the bad news is you got to sit through some that don't.
Okay.
Hey, Lisa, you're on All the Hits Q100.
Hi. I just think that, Grace, maybe this guy is not the one. Because you're more of a material girl. And you need to go get one of Carrie's boyfriends that's going to buy you a big ring. I mean, because the ring is not about it. I mean, this poor guy went out and put his heart into the ring, not his money, and got you a ring. And that is what's important. Let me tell you, I got married, and I had an engagement ring, and I'm still wearing it. And me and my husband have the best marriage.
Yeah, maybe the bigger question here is, like, I mean, you are going to be engaged to a guy that obviously is very, very humble.
Right.
And doesn't sound like he's got any kind of sense of materialism to it at all.
Grab my water, please. Yeah.
And you are. You're materialistic. I mean, are you going to be able to sustain a lifelong relationship with a guy that is really kind of the complete opposite from you when it comes to this kind of thing?
I mean, I kind of thought we knew that about each other. I mean, I have to admit, yeah, I'm a little materialistic and I'm a lot vain, you know? That's why I do what I do. I mean, I help others and myself, too, but...
Opposites attract.
Yeah, I mean, they do. I mean, I love him. Just because he can't afford to buy me the kind of engagement ring that, you know, I want doesn't mean I love him any less. That's not the point. The point is I just want the ring that I want.
Yeah, and I know that. I just think marriage, I mean, the thing is, like, I kind of see where the caller's coming from because the foundation for your relationship with Tom is a little shaky because you may not always be as successful as you are now. You know what I mean? Like, marriage, you're going to go through so many ups and downs, and is this the man that you really think you'll be able to do that with? Because I just think right now, the focus of what's going on in your relationship is so superficial.
Hey, Jacob, you're on All the Hits Q100.
Hey, I think that she said that she doesn't love, she would love him anymore, but if she really loved him, she would be happy with the ring that he got.
Yeah,
that's like, not,
and that just shows that she is materialistic. Like,
no.
Granted, my wife has a 2-carat ring, but I'm a construction worker, and it doesn't have to be traditional. But my wife was mad that I didn't buy her a 0.5-carat.
So she was mad that you bought too much for her. Is that what you're saying?
No, I think that I didn't buy her enough.
Okay.
You did pretty good, dude. Real good.
I'm going to have to agree. I think in a marriage, the symbol of the ring is what symbolizes your love. It's the ring that is the symbol of that, and it's not the amount of money that it costs.
We're talking about materials here. How can something as material as a ring, say, for instance, some people can't even afford a ring, right? Get tattoos. Hello. And, I mean, that's not the issue. It has nothing to do with how much I love Tom or how much he's working hard and striving and I'm helping him and he's doing.
Then this conversation shouldn't even be taking place.
Well, then why is he offended?
Hey, Grace, what is Tom studying to do?
Tom is studying to be an actor.
Okay.
All right, so chances are pretty good he's going to struggle for a while here.
Well, Grace, and also to answer or to kind of go further with what you said, why is he offended? How did you let him know how you felt? I mean, how did you get, because it, you talk about how the ring has nothing to do with your feelings for him. You know he worked hard. Did you say this to him or did you just let him?
It wasn't in the words. And I mean, I think that if you live with somebody, you pretty much know when somebody is excited or if they're lying. I mean, you know how many times you go, hey, babe, is there something wrong? And they're like, no, and you know something's wrong.
Well, he probably thought something was wrong with you when you opened the box. It was like, oh.
Oh, he knew.
I mean,
for sure he knew.
So, I mean, my thing is, you're wondering why he's offended. Well, I don't think that you probably did a good job at letting him know, you know, or communicating to him the fact that you, I don't know. I think that you're wondering why. I think there's a miscommunication big time between the two of you.
Hey, April, you're on all the hits, Q100.
Morning, guys.
Good morning.
Morning. Actually, I wanted to say that I agree with Grace. I wouldn't take back the ring return it, but maybe she could wear it on her other hand.
Yeah.
And buy herself a ring. I mean, I'm going to school.
Come on now. How offended would you be if you were the guy? Wear it on the other hand.
That is a tough statement there.
What? I don't understand you women. You want romance, and here's a guy that busted his ass 24/7.
Don't put us all in the same category. Jen and I don't agree with
her.
Go ahead, April. I'm sorry.
It's not all women.
It's okay. I mean, I haven't really found a guy that could... You guys are laughing at me.
Yeah.
I'm going to school to be a medical examiner, and I mean, as far as in a relationship, I've always been the one to pay for mostly everything, and I don't have a problem with that.
Right.
So, I mean, maybe in the beginning, I probably would have, you know, stated, you know, maybe we can go in together with the ring or something like that. But I
feel like he kind of took it upon himself to, I mean, kind of put himself in the situation. He knows what I aspire to do or what, you know, what the thing is. I mean, he just went ahead without me knowing anything. So don't you think that I kind of have a stand on, you know?
I just want to tell you guys, Jen thinks it's the funniest thing ever.
I'm sorry.
That the suggestion was to wear his ring on the other hand.
On the other hand.
But Grace just said, how dare Tom surprise her with the engagement and take it upon himself.
I didn't say how dare Tom.
No, but you're blaming him. He put himself in this situation is what you said.
Vacation.
So I cannot believe that you are offended that he took it upon himself to surprise you with an engagement.
Offended.
That's
I'm
awful.
Not offended. You guys said it was miscommunication, but I feel like that must be miscommunication a little bit maybe on his part for not communicating anything in the beginning. If we know each other for a year and he thinks we know each other well enough to get married, then I think that he would have known me well enough also to maybe consult me on the ring.
Why did you say yes?
This thing is doomed, man.
Yeah, Grace, why did you say yes?
Because I love him. It has nothing to do with love. A ring has nothing to do with love. Like I said earlier, people don't even, you know, use that as a bond of union anymore. They get tattoos or they, you know, jump over whatever they do, get married naked.
Yeah, you want
know.
A bigger diamond.
I do.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and I keep hearing, you know, women say that the ring is a symbol of our love. Well, how about the symbol that you're showing him right now? The symbol is, you know, you may love me, but it's just not good enough.
No, I'm not showing him anything. I'm showing it to you guys. That's why I'm calling.
Hey, Lisa, you're on all the hits, Q100.
Hi, good morning, guys.
Morning.
I have to say, I support Grace on this one.
Thank you.
You know, Carrie made it very popular on Sex and the City to wear an engagement ring on your necklace. I think her engagement ring and her wedding set.
That's a television show!
This will be a piece of jewelry that she wears every day for the rest of her life.
What is the matter with you women? This guy worked 24/7 bussing tables to get dollar bills to afford what he could, and you're saying either wear it on the other hand or put it around your neck? Hey, why don't you do this? Why don't you melt it and make it into a tooth?
Look, the bottom line is, if he knows her and he loves her, then he accepts her for who she is. And
well, how about the other way around? Yeah. She doesn't accept him for who he is and what he just did.
That's not true. I accept him 100%, or else he wouldn't be living with me and we wouldn't
be. Oh, my God, Grace, you were so full of yourself.
I'm supporting him for his
acting. You are sounding like you were so full of yourself because you were saying it's Tom's responsibility to have known this. If he knew we knew each other well enough to get married, what responsibility are you taking in this?
I'm taking a lot of responsibility. Most of the financial situation, most of everything. I mean, I pay the bills. And
so he's lucky to even be in the situation with you.
No, you know what? I love him. Okay, regardless, you know, if that were the case, I wouldn't be dating him. If that were the situation, I wouldn't even be with him because he is broke. Bottom line, he doesn't want to be an actor.
I think just the same way you think he should put that ring to one side and get you a better one, he should put you to one side and go have an affair.
All right, Grace, we got to move on, Grace.
All right.
Good
thank
luck,
you
sweetheart.
For your time.
All right, bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Bye-bye.
You know, it's a shame, you know, that I can only reference Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade when the evil materialistic Germans chose the cup of gold as Christ's chalice, and they chose poorly because originally it was made of wood, so... Young lady, I hope you learned from that movie and that lesson.
Hey, The Burt Show.